In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you guys how I became a millionaire. These are the five biggest needle-moving steps that helped me to go from welfare to millions. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, your host, Rachel. And I'm excited to talk about some of the biggest needle-moving steps that I took, the five. I had to narrow it down. I probably could have made a list of 20, but I was like, I want to just share the five major steps that made the biggest impact on my life as I went from welfare to millions. In fact, last time I checked, we've crossed 5 million in revenue, which is kind of cool, over 6 years, especially because the first year we did just like, I think it was 132,000. This year we will do about 1.5 if I don't grow the business. So that's kind of exciting. And we're getting closer to 6 million, which is really exciting. So I'm going to break it down to the five major steps that made the biggest impact. Number one, I bootstrapped. Now, I wish I could say this was like a wise decision that I had. No. The reason that I bootstrapped our business is because, number one, I couldn't get loans. Number two, our credit cards were maxed out. Number three, I didn't have a savings account. Number four, I don't have a rich uncle. And number five, it was kind of the only choice that I had. So instead of, oh, by the way, if you're wondering what the heck does bootstrapping mean? It means basically that you are self-funding. You're not looking for venture capital. You're not looking for investors. You're not jumping onto Shark Tank, even though I love Shark Tank. Side note, who would you pick? I would pick either Lori or Damon John. That changed recently for me. So, okay, I bootstrapped my business. I didn't have cash injections. I didn't have a huge savings. And so I quickly realized that if I was going to grow a business, that there are a lot of expenses involved. And so I would literally make moves in order to make sure that I could fund different things. When I wanted to build, like, let's say, for example, a website or a funnel, I would secure a client and then pay for that and then be like, okay, awesome. Now this client is profit each month. So I bootstrapped everything and I asked myself, what is actually necessary in order to make this happen? What do I actually need? A beautiful thing about bootstrapping is you very quickly realize how much people talk about things that aren't actually necessary to build a successful business. As much as I love each of these things, I want to be super clear. A logo, branding, professional photographs, website, fancy everything is not necessary to bootstrap a business to even $1 million. So I want to be clear about that. I created my own logo. I made my own ugly website. I took most of my headshots myself on my phone in portrait mode. I bootstrapped. Step number two, I chose a high profit business. Now, a lot of times people jump into businesses that aren't super profitable. And that's great if you have deep pockets or funding or investors. But once again, I'm going to use the comparison of Shark Tank. If you've ever noticed, people will be like, oh, we're doing, you know, $500,000 a year in business, but we can't afford our next order. So we're running out of inventory. We need cash for scaling. I chose a business, actually unintentionally, that is high profit. And that was being a social media manager. That means I was managing social media for clients. And at any given time, I could pretty easily take on 5 or 10 clients and be charging anywhere from $500, $600, $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a month per client. So very quickly, we got profit injections. We were able to, in theory, build our savings. But I hadn't yet developed the skills to save money. I feel like that'd be a really good topic for another day. By the way, if you want me to dive into some of the biggest financial mistakes we made as we built our business, I would love to. Just let me know on Instagram, share this to your story and be like, yes, Rachel, I really want to know, what are the biggest mistakes that you made? So number two was, we chose a high profit business. Sometimes e-commerce businesses and even sometimes other types of business like technology, they have a lot of issues with scaling because it's not high profit or the startup costs are immense. So I personally chose working as a service provider or as a freelancer because it was high profit. Kind of cool. Number three, I studied like crazy. And this is super important. This is going to be the one that most people probably actually ignore. And this one drives me crazy because I'm like, you guys, you can literally become an amazing expert in just a couple years by spending 15, 20 minutes a day studying with intention. That does not mean scrolling on social media unless you are studying patterns and researching. Still not the same as studying from experts who have gone before us. A few great examples. I'm going to throw some people out there who are experts in marketing. Study Gary Vee, the advice that he gives. Study Russell Brunson. Study myself. Study Damon John. Study Lori Grenier. Study anybody that has inspired you with the success that they've achieved. You can find their interviews for free on social media, on YouTube, but I loved buying books. At first, I was only buying books when I was at Goodwill because the truth is I couldn't afford full price books. Today, books are my shoes. Like literally, instead of buying nice shoes, I buy nice books. I would rather have a huge library than a huge closet. And so that's how I operate. But back then, I borrowed books from people, begged, borrowed, and stole. Wow. I think I need a little more of this coffee. Let's take a big sip of this. I went to Goodwill, and Goodwill has really great book options. For example, on most days, you can find books for $1 to $2 at Goodwill, sometimes in brand new condition, sometimes bestsellers, sometimes really, really great business books. That's a great place to start. I also get books from Amazon used. I still to this day do that because there's something so cool about getting a book for like $5 or $7 that just like blows my mind. And I don't know, I guess there's a part of me that will always be really thrifty about that. But commit yourself 20 minutes a day, study, whether that's when you're in the pickup line for school or if you have to wake up 30 minutes early to study. If you study, there's the attribution for this quote is incorrect, but someone incorrectly has been attributed for this quote. If you study 15 minutes a day on any particular topic, a specific topic, within 1 year, you will be an expert. And within 5 years, you will be a national expert. So I committed myself to study. I studied like crazy. Number four, I surrounded myself with like-minded people. Now, this one's really important. And the cool thing is we actually have entire networks that we can reach online. If this was 20, 40 years ago, it would be a lot harder for me to be able to say that with a straight face because in the past, stepping into like-minded networks was something only for the privileged few. But the beautiful thing is there are groups on Facebook, there are TikTok profiles, there are communities all across the internet that allow us to connect with like-minded people. Or if you're not satisfied with the free ones, of course, and you have an awesome cash injection, or if you want to be like me, and we'll talk about this another time, you can, of course, take out a PayPal working capital loan and connect with a mastermind and or mentorship program. That's what I did. Not immediately. It took a while for me to get to that point, but surround yourself with like-minded people. This doesn't mean that you have to say goodbye to your family. You have to cut all your friends out of your life. It just means that you want to make sure that you have an active presence of people who are positive, challenging, encouraging, resourceful, people who are in similar walks of life so that there are some commonalities and you can support each other and connect. It's amazing. It is one of the best things in the world. Number five, I reprogrammed my mind. Now, this is so important, and you might be like, reprogrammed? What are you, like, a robot? I wish. I'm way too emotional to be a robot. The truth is, our whole lives, we're being programmed for different things, and usually it's based on whatever school wants us to turn into, whatever our college wants us to turn into, whatever our parents think that we're going to be or how we're going to best bring honor to our families. Like, we are being programmed all the time. You watch commercials, you read magazines, and guess what happens? As you go through there, you're being programmed about all the things that you are supposed to buy. So I realized that in order to change from someone who is always broke, recently off of welfare, etc., I had to reprogram my mind actively. And I did this with meditation, affirmations, prayer, hypnosis. I was so skeptical about that for a long time until I experienced it. And my dad, who was a pastor growing up, was actually like, hypnosis isn't really what you think. It's just opening your mind to a different possibility. And you have to just trust the person who's hypnotizing you. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. It's not like the whole quack like a duck thing. But reprogramming your mind, for me, this means that I also read soul reads. So I find books that feed my soul, that remind me that I'm worthy, that remind me that I'm good enough, that reminds me that I'm not broken and that I don't have to be perfect in order to show up for people. So reprogramming my mind was a huge step in this process. If you've loved this episode of Social Media Secrets, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. I put out new episodes 3 to 5 times a week. And if you especially enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot of it, share it to Instagram, and tag me. We love to share the people who are listening to it on Reachels. I just said myself in the third person, gross, on my Instagram account, on my IG stories. And if you want to learn more about mentorship, mastermind, you might just be ready for my next level program, which is the Social Click. Head to Click for Life, CLIQUEFORLIFE.com, Click for Life. And by the way, you guys, go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast to grab those links easily. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now. Oh,